Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Home opener for the regular season. Nuggets in town taking on the Dub. 7 o'clock tip right here on 95.7 The Game. We got Warriors Live leading up to it. And obviously the Warriors wrap up after the game is over. All of that. We'll be getting into what Steve Kerr had to say yesterday on our airwaves. With Willard and Dibbs, every single week, the head coach will join them. Some really good stuff talking about Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, whether he would have started had he been healthy. All of that. We'll get into it. Plus, we are continuing, I should say, to monitor the situation going on in regards to the FBI sports betting gambling probe just taking the nation by storm this morning, Sam. Terry Rozier, arrested. Chauncey Billups, arrested. Over 30 people arrested with ties to illegal gambling.
I have seen Springsteen from the Meadowlands to Milano, Italy. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like a Springsteen show.
There's nothing like that either. Talk from gambling to Springsteen, baby, only on the roast. And from 20th Century Studios on October 24th, discover why critics are calling Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere an intelligent journey into the soul of an artist. Jeremy Allen White is the boss. Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere, only in theaters Friday. Get tickets now. And for your chance to win a $100 gift card plus two movie passes for a night out, be caller number 5 to the contest line. 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652. And you'll win courtesy of 20th Century Studios. Before you pay off that tease that you had, Sam, in regards to two other teams we should be monitoring going forward with these gambling probes, this is the message from U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella, who alongside Kash Patel this morning addressed the media in regards to these probes.
My message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this. Your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. Violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that.
You could bet on it. You see what he did there? A little play on words. Your winning streak has ended. Yeah, they had that ChatGPT special there for sure.
Sounds like something I would come up with.
Hey, it's a hell of a line. It's a hell of a line. All right, Sam, you said there was two other teams we should be monitoring.
I might have oversold. There's actually one notable team.
Oh, okay. I
might have gotten ahead of myself in misreading one of the teams. But nonetheless, it's significant. So Nocella, again, during the presser that happened in the last hour, he said the scheme involved the performance of players on teams, including the following four NBA teams. The Charlotte Hornets, obviously Terry Rozier, we know that. The Portland Trail Blazers, Chauncey Billups, obviously we know that. He said the Toronto Rangers, though I think he means the Raptors, which with Jontay Porter, we already know that. And a fourth team, Spadoni, was named the Los Angeles Lakers were also named this morning by Nocella as one of the player as a team that had, you know, the he
ties.
Said this, again, ties
there
to this. Let's call it ties to this.
Oh, I'm not going to say all alleged, by the way.
All alleged. So but that's kind of interesting that they are now popping up in this as well, which then kind of gets into my next kind of concern that I've voiced a few times is just there's no way it's just those four teams. This is, there is, I would not be shocked, Spadoni, and I'm not breaking any news. I'm not, you know, accusing anybody of anything.
You're recklessly speculating.
I'm doing some reculation here.
It's the morning speculation.
Reckless speculation. That's reculation right there. My guess, my prediction, I would not be shocked if every NBA team right now has at least one player engaging in this stuff. I would like to be wrong on that. I like to believe that everything going on down at Warriors Way is clean and being done proper. But I would not be shocked, though, if every team has at least one guy in their locker room that it might be engaging in this stuff. That is how down this... And then this is where I point at Adam Silver and be like, dude, you are losing this league because you can't have thoughts like that permeating throughout your fan base.
Yeah, I would hope that's not the case. And we don't know anything when it comes to all these other teams. Only what the FBI and the U.S. District Attorney, the Eastern District of New York, Joseph DiCella, had to say this morning about it. And those were the teams we've already mentioned, all the teams and the players that have at least been released and that we know of so far. And those are the big names of note, Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups. Absolutely. And again, we'll continue to monitor all of that going forward. And any and all news that pops up, we will relay that information. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a lower rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And as always, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We're going to get some calls here in a second because there is a massive game tonight between the Warriors and the Denver Nuggets home opener, Chase Center. And by the way, Willard and Dibbs going to be live from Splash over there at Thrive City. Ramona Shelburne, Mark Spears, and much more joining them starting at 2 o'clock. So it's going to be party over there at Thrive City. You going to go over there, Sammy? Huh?
I don't think I'm going to be able to make it to this one tonight. Actually, you know what? Our station, we're doing the monthly happy hour. Everyone here at the station and our sales team and everything gets together. And
ooh,
I've had people bugging me to go to that for a while.
That's nice.
I'm going to try and go to that. By the way, Warriors, -1.5-point favorites.
Oh, you had to do that. Of course you had to.
But I am simply reading a fact off of ESPN.com.
Okay.
A notable, respected news source.
Sure.
I don't know why that would be a controversial thing to read off today.
Larry, San Francisco, let's get things started for this hour. 888-957-9570. Larry, what's up, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is nothing new, fellas. I'm sorry. I'm 65 years old, and I'm telling you right now, this is nothing new, and it won't be the last time we hear of it. Because right now, if you go back to the 1920s, one of the baseball teams.
The Black Sox, yeah.
Yeah, the Black Sox, and then right after that, the college team, Boston College, I think, was with the basketball with the controversial thing about gambling, right? Then we go about the Pete Rose thing, and it just says that we're gonna overlook Pete Rose, great player, as a baseball player, Hall of Fame for sure. I'm a big Pete Rose fan, believe me. I come up in the 60s and 70s watching him play, and it's sad that now here it is in the 21st century. This is nothing new, fellas, and this ain't going to be the last one, because watch when you start investigating college to play football. You're going to see a whole lot of stuff, if you ask me. I'm just one guy, and I'm not trying to overlook the Warriors game tonight. I wish it, but this is something bigger than any game like that, because right now, this is the black eye in the NBA, and the NBA don't need this kind of news right now.
Hey, Larry.
You know? And
I ask you a question? If Adam Silver addresses the media today, the commissioner of the NBA, what would you ask Adam Silver?
I'll ask him, what the hell you been doing, my friend? You haven't learned your lesson from the other previous stuff about my... Listen, fellas, this is about... I got it. People, it's a habit of gambling. You know, the root of all evil is what? Money. Okay? Money. And then look at the guys who's been arrested and their background. They never seen so much money in their lives until they get to the NBA and the NFL and baseball. You see what I'm saying, fellas? So this is right now we're just scraping the car because it's the human aspect of everything. It's the human aspect of it. It's a sad thing that we're talking about something that's been going on for years. And like the guy said, I don't know who it was, the FBI guy, they got caught, period.
Yeah.
You got caught, and now you're going to pay the price.
That's a great call. That's Larry in San Francisco right there, 888-957-9570. Any and all calls in regards to this are welcome. You could also text in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I'll agree with him that it's always been there, but it's never been more prevalent and in our face than now, though. That's the difference between, you know, this, the Black Sox scandal, all the different gambling scandals of anything prior to the social media age. It is all at the tap of our fingers, Sam, right here. I can pull up my phone right now and place a wager that easy. It's not, and there's no stigma anymore, too. That's another thing I want to talk about with that. There's no stigma attached to gambling anymore. It used to be you don't really talk about it, anything like that. You might feel that way, Sam, but it's never been more prevalent. When I got people like, you know, the Kay Adams of the world for FanDuel Sports, you know, talking about, oh, this is what I like. I got Kay's special. I got Mike Greenberg's special. You know, before you know it,
I
got Big Bird's special on Sesame Street. He's taking the over on the Raptors tonight. Like, that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's never been more prevalent than it is now.
Big Bird's
special. But I'm saying there's no stigma. Like, it's
fading away.
There's none.
We have segments here at this station. Fade the goo, fade the dibbers. Ride the goo, ride the dibbers. Dibs, I like your picks, by the way. I haven't actually listened to any of them. Larry said something there, to your point, Spadoni, that made me realize I did say something that was incorrect earlier in the show. I asked the question of, is this just going to be the new normal now? And, you know, you could call me naive. This already was the new normal. Larry hit it on the head. This has been going on forever in sports, going back to Shoeless Joe in the Black Sox scandal in the 1919 World Series, all the way up to what we're seeing right now. Tony Basaglia, when he came on, he brought up Willie Mays, how Willie Mays was, you know, banned from baseball for a couple years for getting involved with gambling rings.
Just for being in Atlantic City. Mm-hmm. Remember Tony Romo with the fantasy football thing in Vegas? You guys remember that? So Tony Romo.
No, I don't refresh for those who don't.
So Tony Romo, I'll pull it up right now because I remember this was a big deal. Once upon a time, he hosted, I want to say, a fantasy football like draft setting, and this was prior to, you know, the league getting involved with FanDuel and all that stuff. And the fact that he was just in Las Vegas and doing something with fantasy purposes, which, as we know, even back then. And I want to say this is circa like 2008, like 9, 10-ish, if you will. But like, as we know, fantasy football, there is some ties to like, we like to place wagers, right? Like, you're in a league with everyone buys up $50 in or whatever, right? It was just, the league thought it was just such a bad look that a player, in this case, the star quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, was in Las Vegas with fantasy football purposes. They're like, no. X that, you can't do that. Nix that. Don't even do that. And now we've got the NFL brought to you by FanDuel Sports and all that.
I mean,
it's just crazy how much it's changed. Is what I'm getting at.
The last call of the Super Bowl a couple years ago in Las Vegas was jackpot Kansas City. That's how much they're embracing the gambling lifestyle. So it's, and that's where I do think you have to kind of look at the leagues and how they embrace it, because there is a normalization there. You talk about removing the stigma. I think there is still a slight stigma there, because, you know, there's always going to be, when you hear people who drop, you know, insane money on stuff, there is, like, we joke with Carter all the time about it, but, like, you know, gambling can destroy lives. I'm not saying that that's Carter, by the way, but, you know, Carter, maybe. I think, is very, your words, not mine. But
1-800
when you, possibly. When you remove the stigma in that sense, are we normalizing this now? And that's just where I really struggle with the fact that these leagues got in bed with these entities. It's just, you can't go in a span of 15 years, Spadoni. We went from Tony Romo can't be playing fantasy football in Las Vegas.
This is actually sooner. It was actually back in 2015, Sammy.
Oh, sorry.
I thought he was even like.
So in a span of 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
In a span of 10 years, we went from Tony Romo, you cannot be playing fantasy football in Las Vegas, to jackpot Kansas City. Yeah. That is how much it's been normalized now, and it's going to be to the detriment of these leagues. You know, the NBA could say, oh, we've made a lot of money off of FanDuel. You know, I bought a new yacht thanks to all that ad money from Prize Picks or whatever. But at the expense of what? That money was not free. At the expense of your league's integrity now? Like, I hate to say something this cliche, but was it worth it?
This was the event, by the way, the aforementioned event with Tony Romo back. This is 10 years ago. Wow. It was a partnership between Romo and a Dallas entrepreneur, and it was an event that was supposed to take place from July 10th at the time through the 12th at a convention area of the Venetian, obviously, hotel out in Las Vegas. It's supposed to feature a roster of at least 60 NFL players, including, at the time, Odell Beckham, Rob Gronkowski, Dez Bryant. But 5 weeks before the event, NFL officials, you know, apparently got involved. Allegedly got involved with the people associated with it and told them, no, you guys can't do this, or you're going to get fined, you're going to get suspended. Again, this was just a decade ago, and now I have Rob Gronkowski, and I know he's retired, but like he's like doing all this stuff for FanDuel Sports, and will Gronk make the field goal kick, right, during the halftime of the Super Bowl is a whole thing. So it's just all crazy, and this is what I want to play, this sound, and thank you guys for flipping this out. This was Adam Silver just a couple days ago on all of this, as we're talking about it, the commissioner of the NBA, on him wanting to have the player prop bets being more regulated.
You know, interestingly enough, I think in the modern digital era, the choice is between legalized sports betting or illegal sports betting, not do you want sports betting or not. And so ultimately our view has been that since we know there's going to be enormous betting on sports out there, there always has been lots of illegal betting when I was younger, but it was much more difficult before the internet. You'd have to meet someone on the corner, or there were betting slips, things like that, or you had an old school bookie. Of course, now you can just bet on your phone. So on one hand, with this regulated structure of legalized betting, we can monitor it in ways that were unimaginable years ago, that if there's any aberrational behavior, people betting large numbers who hadn't historically done so, just opening an account to place bets, or even the geo-targeting. We know exactly from where the bets are being placed. I mean, very specifically, if you're in an arena and place a bet, we know you're in the arena. In many cases, we know where in the arena you are when you place that bet. So sort of analogized to a stock market where there's, you know, it's, of course, there's a legal framework, but there's lines that make activity illegal, like insider trading, for example. Yeah, yeah. And so you have potentially the equivalent in sports, where somebody may have inside information. It could be a player, and the worst case scenario is a player who's trying to impact their own performance for a bet, or it may be people around a player, and it may be unintentional on the part of a player, but somebody who's around the player knows that the player isn't feeling well or isn't going to play, even though that hasn't been announced yet. So, you know, we have a framework, a structure in place to monitor, to prevent those kinds of things happening, so that there is the information is available to potential bettors, so that it's a level playing field in terms of placing those bets.
And that was the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, on Pat McAfee's show via ESPN a couple days ago. I'm sure he will have something to say about this. I think, first and foremost, a statement's not good enough on like a piece of paper that's released. He needs to go in front of cameras and reporters. He needs to answer questions today, yes, about this thing. Absolutely, without a doubt. And any and all sound that happens with that, we will relay that to the people. But speaking about the actual game, Sam, I do want to get into the Golden State Warriors taking on the Denver Nuggets tonight at Chase Center, their home opener. We could talk all about it. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, that was a big win in game one down in La La Land against the Lakers. 119-109. Jimmy Butler dropping 30. Jonathan Kuminga, probably the biggest story coming out of that, getting the start. Let me just ask you this. What was your biggest takeaway from that game one victory, Sam, as you're filling in for Joe Shasky today? Doing a hell of a job, by the way.
Oh, thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
My biggest takeaway from game one was, I think I kind of made it my final thought. What was it, yesterday? Today's Thursday, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are the same day to me,
sure,
right, lately. It's Jonathan Kuminga. You know, he looks so good in the preseason. Oh, well, that's just preseason. It only means blah, 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 blah. But no, he's doing it in a real game. And I know it's going to sound ridiculous to say, I didn't hate the defense he had on Luka. I know Luka went off for 43, but I did like how he got in the way of him on most occasions there. But Jonathan Kuminga, he's got a little. He showcased a little bit of a three ball on Tuesday night. You know, we always said Jonathan Kuminga can't shoot. Well, he was shooting a little bit on Tuesday night. They said he doesn't rebound. Wait, he pulled in what, 7 rebounds? It's pretty good.
Yeah, more. He had nine
rebounds.
3 offensive. And a clutch offensive rebound late in that game.
He did. And then, you know, well, he doesn't pass the ball all that much. You know, a couple, you know, 6 assists. So, you know, 6 assists, 9 rebounds, pretty
second
nice
most
line.
On the team.
Yeah, pretty nice line there. 17 points. If Kuminga could put up that line consistently, you know, Carter and I, we were talking about, you know, most improved player of the year award. Like, yeah, I absolutely think that Jonathan Kuminga could be in the running for that award right there. I'll walk it. I'll go in on that with you, Carter. I don't want to say the actual word.
You gonna bet on it?
You see, I didn't want to go there.
Yeah,
but.
See, it's okay. You had to. As I pulled up DraftKings Sportsbook immediately.
It's +4,000
odds.
Thank
you. Okay.
You see, I kind of want to get in. Do you think Jonathan can... No, I'm not going
to. Can you guess the player that's favored to win it currently? We're one game into the season.
One game? No, there's no MVP.
Amen Thompson, actually.
Oh, you know what?
Had a great year last year.
Well, that's... What's the difference between most improved player and comeback player? I think it's pretty concrete. I don't know why I would ask that question, but... yeah, my biggest takeaway was Jonathan Kuminga. I'm glad you got your bag over the summer. I'm glad you're still here. I want you to be the part of the Warriors now and the Warriors' future.
What's something that happened in Game 1, Warriors fans, that you want to see happen again tonight? And conversely, what's something that did not happen in Game 1 that you would like to see happen tonight? 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney Sex. And by the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube where you can also get involved. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, Sammy, you know where we're coming from. Live from the Laughing Monk Studios, which is Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Steve Kerr, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, joined Willard and Dibbs yesterday. Had some very good sound that we're going to get to. By the way, we are going to be joined later on in the program from our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider and Odyssey NBA insider, Nick Friedell, who's now covering the Warriors again, but for a different outlet this time, The Athletic. So Nick Friedell joining us at 9:20, courtesy of River Islands. We'll get the lay of the land ahead of their home opener tonight between the Nuggets and the Warriors again. But before we do that, before we hit the break, let's go to Kay Bueno, who's out in Oaktown. What's up, Kay Bueno? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, man? Morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call this morning. Yeah, dude, I watched that game, and you know, Kuminga, like you said, can you do it in the regular season? Game one on the first game of the season on the road. You're in L.A., man. You're in the big spotlight. And he looked good. I mean, yeah, he displayed a three ball, but you could also tell he worked on the shooting. Just his shooting motion looked a lot more just solid. He didn't look as awkward shooting the ball, despite the fact that he was, like, making his shots, but just – it just looked better for just shooting. But also, there just seemed to be a lot more intensity and just the way he was playing. His confidence on the floor, whether defensive side of the ball or just running the floor with the offense, he just looked a lot more confident, a lot more sure of himself. My biggest takeaway was the improvement of Kuminga. You know, he was impactful when he was on the floor. And what I'm looking for in the next game here against Denver is he going to do it again? I know it's a long season. There's going to be, you know, off and on games, but I'd love to see him have another solid game like that against Denver at home. Again, big, and also got to see Buddy Ball. He was getting hot too. If he could be consistent, he started off hot last season too. You know, can he be a little more consistent this season too? But it was good to see Field getting hot from deep again. So that's it, guys. But Kuminga looked really improved compared to last season. I think that, you know, that the contract extension is going to pay dividends for sure.
No, that's a great point. That's Kay Bueno at Oakland. Your thoughts from Game 1. And what did you see in Game 1 that you'd like to see again tonight? And I think a lot of people are saying Jonathan Kuminga, that performance. Like, it's one thing if you do it in one game, Sammy. You got to start making it a
we
trend.
We got to keep doing
gotta
it, exactly.
Keep doing it and doing it.
One
and
game
doing
does
it.
Not a season make.
No.
I thought Kay Bueno hit the nail on the head with Buddy Hield. That's 17 off the bench. And again, the Buddy Hield roller coaster was very much that last year, a roller coaster. I know I went through the full, like, there's that whole, like, circle of Buddy Hield where, like, he shows up, you're excited, he slumps, you get mad, he gets hot, you get hopeful. Like, I went through the whole process last year. I became a Buddy Hield fan during the playoffs last year, so I love seeing that for Buddy. There's going to be some nights where I want to bang my head against the wall watching him play. Luckily, that was not the case in Game 1, and I'd absolutely love it if that was the case in Game 2.
So on the other side, wait till you hear what Steve Kerr had to say about what he's most impressed with when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. And the answer, it might surprise you. Spadoni, Lubman, and Fraschke, and it's brought to you by Ceremony Ford.
lease a 2025 Mustang Mach-E Premium with extended range for just $299 a month at Serramonte Ford. Hundreds of new and pre-owned Fords in stock and ready to drive home today. Find them right off of 280 at Serramonte Boulevard or online at SerramonteFord.com.
Hey, it's Spadoni here. The Bay Area sports scene is on fire right now. The Oakland Roots, yeah, they got their final game at home this Saturday, October 25th, against Lexington SC at the historic Oakland Coliseum. Come on out, show your Oakland pride, and enjoy the energy of an Oakland Roots game. Following the game, get this, this is awesome. There's going to be performance by Ruby Red, plus fireworks. Take the loved ones out there. Enjoy the fireworks. It's always a great time. Go to OaklandRootsSC.com to get your tickets today. And you could watch the game on KTVU Plus or ESPN Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Goated.
Okay, fair enough. It's
but
still
no, you,
going on.
You are allowed to play both.
By the way, if you're just joining us, yes, Warriors Nuggets Game 1 Chase Center tonight. It's actually Game 2, but season opener. So
Game 1 go. Against the Nuggets.
There you go. But we also are monitoring what's going on with the FBI, with the Eastern District of New York.
What a wild statement to say.
With the FBI.
We're monitoring the FBI.
So if you just woke up this morning and you don't hear the news or you didn't hear the news, Miami guard Terry Rozier was arrested early Thursday morning as part of an FBI sports betting gambling probe. So scary Terry. It is spooky season.
Oh, he's scary,
arrested.
All right.
Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups also arrested by the FBI for alleged illegal gambling with ties, again, all alleged, with the mafia. This is Shams Charania explaining all of it this morning on ESPN.
Brittany, Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have both been arrested this morning. Billups at around 6 a.m. in Portland, Oregon, and Rozier around 6 a.m., I'm told, in Orlando, where the Heat were playing last night. Rozier's been arrested for his involvement in alleged sports gambling, prop bets, and Billups, ABC News is reporting, is tied to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. And so, the FBI has been investigating this situation for several months, and in Rozier's case, at least 2 years, and today is making arrests. There is a press conference that is set by the FBI. The Eastern District of New York has been leading this investigation. I'm told FBI Director Kash Patel has also been increasingly involved in recent weeks. He will be leading the press conference today as well, but this is really seismic news in the NBA for a sitting NBA head coach in Chauncey Billups to be arrested, taken into custody for alleged illegal gambling, as well as Terry Rozier for sports betting, allegedly. Two arrests made this morning. There are expected to be numerous arrests also tied to both of these situations.
And that was Shams Charania, ESPN, this morning. I think he summed it up perfectly. We're continuing to monitor the situation. Any other news that leaks out, we will present it. Carter, feel free to hop on if anything happens. But yeah, we're monitoring that. We're also previewing the matchup tonight between the Warriors and Nuggets. We'll have all the coverage, Warriors Live, for the game, the actual game, with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy, alongside Tom Tolbert. And then after the game, we'll take all your calls and texts in regards to that. And, you know, what happened in game one that you want to see again happen tonight, Warriors fans? 888-957-9570. We also have another little bit of breaking news. I'm going to talk about it. Not as big in this region of the world, but he is the biggest star when it comes to sports globally. He is one of them. Lionel Messi signed a new deal at Inter Miami, valid through December of 2028. So Messi staying in America for the next three years. I got to mention it. He's like the biggest star in the global sports landscape. So
who cares?
God, a lot's happening. I care. Hey, he's going to be playing in the World Cup, maybe at Levi's Stadium in a year, Carter. Come on.
I care too, actually.
Yeah,
but
you do.
Whatever.
Stop. Don't even. Yeah, come on. So, Sam,
possibly.
Sam, there's a lot happening right now. I don't know if you know. There's a lot happening in sports. Sports, man. Let's go. I'm
trying to get a clean in there.
Oh, you want one too? You want to join the club?
No, it's too late. It's too late. It's not happening.
Okay.
The moment came and went. But yeah, we'll move off of this gambling thing.
We'll monitor it. But
we'll
monitor.
I can't get over the process of how these poker games went.
Like the contacts.
You could sit
by kids.
The
contacts.
Contacts. The glasses. The X-ray table. The whole point of like you sit down at a table and you're too distracted by your hand because oh my god, Spinardi, look. That's Chauncey Billups.
Of
right
all
there.
The people, Chauncey's not doing it for me.
The Blazers play so hard for him.
Oh my.
That's him. Oh my god. Whoa, why am I out so much money all of a sudden? Like, the other one's like, yeah, you also play with Damon Jones. Imagine you're sitting at the table. I can't focus on my cards.
Mick,
because Damon Jones is right there. Why is my money all gone? Like, I wanted to, like, there had to be some other stars involved in this. If you're losing money because you're distracted by Damon Jones. I don't know. That's why I don't like to gamble in sports.
The shout out to Gambler, Kenny Rogers, and we'll pivot now to what
1-800-GAMBLER. Yeah, don't be afraid to call for help.
Steve Kerr, as I mentioned, the interview he had yesterday with Willard and Dibbs, really good stuff because I teased what he had to say about Jonathan Kuminga's growth and maturity, and it was really good stuff. If you missed any and all of that interview, find it on YouTube or the free Odyssey app. But I mentioned Steve Kerr because he actually talked about it yesterday with Willard and Dibbs. I don't know what the question was. It had to be gambling related, but Steve was like, yeah, there was a memo from the league and, we're not going to talk or touch anything when it comes to sports
as
gambling and sports. Yeah. And sports talk in that regard. So yeah, keep your distance if you're any of the Golden State Warriors. Absolutely. But this is what Steve Kerr, the coach, had to say about the actual players and the actual product, and one being Jonathan Kuminga, on where he's seen the most improvement from JK.
9 rebounds last night, 6 in Portland in his last exhibition game that he only played the first half in because of the ejection. And he's passing the ball better than he's passed it in 4 years. 6 assists last night. The thing we're still trying to work with him on that I think he improved on in the second half was understanding the power of Steph. You know, go and set a screen for him and slip to the rim. He got a layup from Draymond early in that third quarter. I thought that play alone changed the game. And that's the hardest thing for players to do when they get here is to understand how to play with Steph and to utilize, you know, his gravity, his force to open up other opportunities to score either for yourself or someone else. And so I think that's really still the area that we're going to hammer home with JK, because there's no doubt if you use Steph the right way, that's the best way for us to win.
I love the Bulls clanging in the background and the dishes.
You playing
all
some
of that.
Stomp in the background?
Yeah,
what's going
great.
On there?
But that we could all feel what Steve Kerr's going through there. If you've ever had an interview, I'm sure you have, Sam. And you're like in your kitchen or you're like near your, if you're in a studio apartment, if you will, like us, you know,
like most of our show calls.
Sometimes, you know, things are happening in the back. Things are percolating in the background. But that's Steve Kerr yesterday on Willard and Dibbs about Jonathan Kuminga's improvement and just the way he's speaking about him. I think, for lack of a better term, speaks volumes about his involvement with the team going forward. And, you know, there was a lot of question marks about how's this going to look at the early part of this season. And I do believe the absence of Moses Moody has kind of been a silver lining for Jonathan Kuminga here early on in the season. Now he's dealing with the calf strain, Moses Moody, that is. When he'll come back, we shall see. But this is a big opportunity for him. And in the first game in Los Angeles against the Lakers, hey, he's seizing that moment. He's seizing that opportunity. Shout out Eminem. Shout out 8 Mile. Shout out Miguel and Coco. Seize your moment, baby. That's what JK is trying to do. Can he do it again, though, tonight? That's going to be the question.
Yeah, and you mentioned the way that Steve Kerr is speaking about Kuminga. I mean, just the fact that he is speaking about him. I mean, there were times last year, Spadoni, that, you know, Steve Kerr was given the very short answers about Jonathan Kuminga. And that's never a good sign in terms of the coach-player relationship. A lot has been made about the trust factor between JK and Kerr. Obviously, going back to the CJ Holmes article where Kuminga was, you know, quoted saying that Kuminga's camp was quoted as saying that they've lost faith in Steve Kerr's ability to develop Jonathan Kuminga. There's Steve Kerr telling Willard and Dibbs that he's going to give Kuminga and Jimmy a long look in training camp and try and make that happen. And, you know, we compared that comment, Spadoni, to, it's akin to when your parents say, you know, don't worry, we'll maybe get McDonald's on the way home. Oh, well, that's a no.
God, I love McDonald's.
And here we are, and dare I say, Spadoni, is Steve Kerr coming through on his word to actually try and find a way to see if he can make it work with Jimmy and Kuminga? It's one game so far. One game does not a season make, obviously, but the one game early returns, I'm really liking it so far, and it gives you reason to be optimistic that maybe Kerr and Kuminga, whatever iciness, whatever issues, whatever's you want to say, were a part of the past. Are we seeing those get buried in real time, and we're moving forward into a one less drama thing that we have to deal with for the Warriors?
Whatever, I do what I want. Is that Cartman?
That was the other problematic child that was on the show.
No, I think he said it in regards to that, though. Shout out. I love South Park so much. Steve Kerr, by the way, more from him on the starting lineup the other night. And would Moses Moody have started had he been healthy?
The lineup decision was made based on Moses not being available. I would have started Moses had he been healthy, based on the way we finished last year. You know, we really found a good group. But there's a lot that goes into the equation this year. I really don't want to play Draymond at the five all season long. So there will be games where I start bigger. But last night felt like a great night for Jonathan. He's had a really good training camp. We had to guard Luka, and we do want to give that lineup more looks. Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, BP, and JK. So didn't get a lot of reps last year because Jonathan was hurt when we got Jimmy and missed the next 20 games or so. We just found a great groove with what we were doing. So this is a fresh start for some looks at different lineups. And I thought JK played really well with them.
Well, and this is another thing about talking about injuries. You can't lose your job to injuries, as we're monitoring what's going on with Brock Purdy, Mac Jones. There's so much stuff happening in the Bay Area sports landscape that the fact that the Niners and their quarterback situation's kind of like on the back burner right now is pretty insane. But again, come Monday morning, we'll all be reacting to that Niners-Texans game on Sunday in Houston. But, you know, listening to Steve Kerr there, it's interesting. I wonder if they continue to win and play well, and if they keep Jonathan Kuminga in the starting lineup, does he continue to ride the hot hand a la what they were doing last year when JK was on the bench, Sammy, because he was nursing an ankle injury?
That'll be interesting to see. I think I think Steve Kerr said it in that bit right there. I think it's going to be a little bit of matchup dependency there. There's going to be some nights where they start bigger. I think tonight is going to be one of those nights. I would not be shocked if Jonathan Kuminga is coming off the bench tonight. I would say the starting lineup with the fact that they're playing Nikola Jokic, who is one of the, you know, Mount Rushmore of Warrior villains right now. My guess, you'll probably see Al Horford in the lineup along with Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, and probably Brandon Pajemski. And I don't hate that lineup, and I think that could still work for Jonathan Kuminga coming off the bench there in that situation. And what the final 5 minutes looks like, that's probably going to be dependent on how the game is going too. If it's close, does Kuminga come in there and they maybe try to finish small a little bit? It's certainly possible. But to answer that question, I I don't think that Kuminga's going to be in the starting lineup tonight, so I guess that does kind of show that.
What do you think is going to be the shift?
Well, that's what I said. I think it's going to be.
You think it's going to be Kuminga out, Horford in?
That's what I think it'll be. That's what I think. And that just, I feel like that makes sense tonight, going against a bigger opponent in the Denver Nuggets. And then we'll see what it looks like against Portland on Friday night. Because, again, remember, it is a back-to-back, which means Al Horford will not be available. So maybe they go back to the Game 1 starting lineup on Friday night against the Blazers.
888-957-9570 is the number. We got Father Time. We got Bobby in Los Altos. What happened in Game 1 that you want to see happen again tonight, Warriors fans? Home opener, Chase Center. We're going to be live from there. Willard and Divs from Splash at Thrive City. Ramona Shelburne going to be joining them. Mark Spears. All that and more starting at 2 o'clock. Let's go to the phones. Father Time, which, as you know, guys, is undefeated, is in Napa. What you got on the Warriors, Father Time?
Yeah, let me hit you with my my Warrior stuff. Kuminga, of course. You know, I've been advocating for him to stay forever. I can't believe that there was ever a conversation about dishing him. I know this is an audition, particularly if they want to move off of him and get another 37-year-old at the trade deadline. But the fact of the matter is that he is the future, and Joe Lacob wants him to stick around because he has to sell tickets. The reality is he played great first game. And, you know, it's really fun, I think, to probably play with three superstar Hall of Famers. It's like going and, you know, playing with your uncles and they protect you. I mean, if he just does that, if he just does what he did, 17 and 9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And maybe chips in 5 or 6 assists. He's going to have a really great experience with the Warriors. You know, here's a line for you. Here's a basketball line, a stat line. 16, 6, 5, and 1.5 steals. You know who did that for his career? A guy named Scottie Pippen, right? A great number 2.
Jonathan
Kuminga is the second coming of Scottie Pippen. You heard Father Time say it right here on the Morning Roast.
You said that, Sammy. You said that. I didn't say that. He's going to have to up his defensive game like crazy. But, you know, you don't have to score 25 points a game to contribute to a winning team. I think he's obviously – I'm not the first person that said this. He's definitely a really skilled, talented number 2. He would be amazing as he matures as a number 2. Who's going to be his number 1? Because Steph's not getting any younger. I don't know. Can I hit you with the gambling a little bit?
Please.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody used to gamble on sports, no longer does. I gamble on my fantasy league. You know, I'm 6-1, so I'm killing it.
Wow.
$50 a team. Yeah, you know, so great. America is all about gambling. Everybody gambles every day. And I think that America really loves a comeback story. So if this goes down the way it's going to go, I am a cynic. I think the NBA is going to burn, at least for a little while. I think that it's much deeper than what we've seen so far. These are all just subjective, you know, guesses. But the integrity of the game is damaged forever. Like, how can you watch a basketball game now and not wonder, that pass that was sailed out of bounds, well, did that have something to do with somebody gambling within the circle of trust? You know, I'm thinking about, like, immediately. Warriors Nuggets tonight. There's a small part of me, again, cynical, is like, well, is somebody in that game attached to something like this? You'd be naive to think that it wasn't based on allegedly what's coming down the pipe. So I just think that they're in serious deep water. And if they don't somehow manage this, it can and will, you know, be a problem. Or the American people would just say, we don't care. You know, we're cool with whatever happens. I don't know. I would like to think that we have a little bit more integrity in terms of what we value, but yeah. That's just me. What do you guys think?
Well, that's Father Time in Napa. We appreciate Father Time. You're asking a lot of the American people and society in general right there. And I'll say this, I'm still not at the level of what Father Time is, where I'm like actually watching a game and thinking like this whole conspiracy, like, oh, this guy's gambling, and that I'm just not there yet. Now, I do agree, it's a horrible look for the NBA, in particular Adam Silver. Adam Silver's stock is at an all-time low right now.
Yes.
If we're power ranking the commissioners, I'll leave the NHL aside, just the top three sports right now when it comes to Major League Baseball, NFL, and the NBA. You got Goodell in top. You got, I can't believe I'm saying this, Rob Manfred.
Honestly, if you want to include Bettman here, I would do Goodell, Bettman, large gap, Manfred,
sure.
Massive gap.
I don't know what Gary Bettman does. Ground. Most people, I love the Sharks, I love the NHL, but it's just not hitting the same as those
top
three.
The fact that we're not talking about Gary Bettman as much, kind of like, you don't want to be talked about that much when you're a commissioner.
Exactly, but that being said, Adam Silver, stock at an all-time
low.
He's
below Rob Manfred, which is pretty hard to do.
I'm going to make the argument, Sam. At one point, stock was at an all-time high with this guy.
Oh, absolutely.
He came in, he banned Donald Sterling for life. Wow, this guy's cool.
He's been very player-empowering as well.
Yeah, right now, it's not looking great for him. When it comes to all the comments about it being a highlight-based league and industry, all of that, when you got people not being able to watch a quarter and a half of Lakers-Warriors on opening night. That's your primetime game. We can't even watch that.
You have a salary structure that has completely destroyed any chance of keeping championship teams together. We have seen, I think, seven teams or something the last 7 years win championships or something crazy like that in the NBA, which we've seen a level of championship parity in this league that we have not seen since the 70s. The 70s was not a great time for the NBA.
No.
Adam Silver, as I said, he is losing control of this league in real time. And it'd be very curious once he gets up to the podium today or at any point, not today, I don't know when or if he will talk.
We're talking about, he should be at the podium today taking questions about this.
I mean, at what point is enough with him?
By the way, remember, and this is good, I would keep reiterating it, the Chauncey Billups accusations, the alleged accusations, are surrounding off the court things with Pope, but still gambling, but it's not on the actual games. This is, as you detailed earlier from the comments from the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella. Chauncey was a face card, they called him.
Yeah, so
he was part of a off the court gambling ring, if you will, again, all alleged, with ties to the mob, to the mafia.
It's wild.
It's absolutely insane.
It's an episode out of The Sopranos.
No, it really is. This is what the Eastern District of New York attorney, Joseph Nocella, had to say about it all earlier.
My message to the defendants who've been rounded up today is this. Your winning streak has ended. Your luck has run out. Violating the law is a losing proposition, and you can bet on that.
I'm sorry, it is a great line. Come on, you can bet on that.
Your winning streak
Let's
is
go.
Over.
What a pun.
Are we investigators here, or are we trying to write for Saturday Night Live?
Well,
what are we doing?
Por que no los dos? Why not both? 888-957-9570 is the number. What did you see in game one from the Warriors' win against the Lakers that you'd like to see happen again tonight? And by the way, this is game one for the Denver Nuggets. So we haven't seen this new lineup that it's expected to be. And if I was guessing the lineup for the Nuggets, it'd probably go as, I don't think it's been released, and if it has, you can let me know. Jokic.
Probably. I think he'll be in the starting lineup.
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Christian Brown, who just got a new deal. Mm-hmm. Jamal Murray.
He'll probably be on the lineup.
And Cam Johnson. That's what I would assume it would be for their starting lineup, which is a lot of size, athleticism, and a lot of great players, one being maybe the greatest in the NBA right now, Nikola Jokic. Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos. What's up, Bobby? You're on the roast.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I've been instructed by your screeners to try to keep this not too political, but I'm going to start with JK. Look, I think everyone, what I don't quite understand from some of the callers is, look, everyone I think agrees he has ability. He has a basketball potential to be a very good player. I think what's lost, but it's so obvious to me, is his biggest liability is his ability to be on the floor with Steph. So when callers call and say, hey, I told you he's a good player, look how great he played, I think we all knew he would be a good player and he has a skill set to be a very good player. His biggest ability was, can he be smart enough to be on the floor with Steph? And clearly he hasn't been. That's why he's never on the floor when Steph is on the floor, or when Steph is injured, then all of a sudden he's scoring, 30 points. So, that's the thing that I appreciated about game one. And then obviously it's just one game. So I'll be looking for the next month to see if he can do that. And, he obviously had a ton of rebounds his first game. And unfortunately for him, the most damning thing for him is going to be, in my mind, so you could rebound all along, but you decided not to do it? So did you just not care enough to do it? I mean, it's not like it's an ability that you developed this off season, is it? So that's one thing that, unfortunately, I feel like for me and probably for a lot of fans, he's in a no-win situation. But I hope he can obviously learn to play smarter, be on the floor with Steph, and then do those other off-ball things that the team wants. And I'm sure the fan base will come to love this guy, okay? This gambling thing, look, to me, I think it's a non-story, first of all, and I'll tell you why. But the bigger sports story in my mind, if you want to talk about illegal activities, is the women's Kenya marathon record holder. She was just banned for PEDs, so she has a world record, and now she's banned for PEDs. To me, that's a bigger sports story, because as it relates to sports betting, look, man, if I'm a fringe player and I decide, like, hey, oh, the line on my prop is 3.5 rebounds and I want to go for 4, fine, I don't care. Why does the government need to be involved to protect, quote unquote, the integrity of sports gamblers? Let the NBA police it. They have way more money. They have way more resources to monitor strange betting patterns. And then the NBA can ban the player. It's not like, there's a risk you take when you sports gamble. I don't understand why the government needs to be involved with it. Let the NBA police it. And then as it relates to poker, we can all go to any card room we want in the Bay Area and play poker. Why does the government need to be involved because someone does it at their house?
Well, no, Bobby, I'm going to cut you off there, because when the mob is involved, that's when it becomes a problem. That's when it becomes a problem. When there's cheating involved, that's when it really becomes a problem. And as the government, and as you know this, Bobby, don't play gullible here, they want a piece of the pie too.
Yeah,
that's why there's regulations. That's why they open this thing up. That's why they're going to tax the hell out of it, because the government wants some of that paper. And that's why they're regulating it. And by the way, I love you, Bobby, and Los Altos. No chance in hell anyone's caring about what's going on with the Kenya's women's runner. I'm sorry. It's not on the level
of that was
of
really
a sports
off the beaten
story.
Path for me.
No. It's the PEDs with a marathon runner that you didn't even know the name of. Stop. Yeah. Miss me with that. And I love you, Bobby, and Los Altos, who whispers, trying to throw my big boss man under the bus there. It's called producing in the background, trying to keep us on subject here. Come on, Bobby. So, come on.
Cardi, you got my ear. What was that you just said about the casino regulations?
I was saying that the difference is that when you gamble at a casino, it is regulated by the government.
Yes.
When you're doing it in your own gambling ring, that's where the problem becomes.
Yep. Because the government's not getting a piece of the pie. That's all the tax dollars that's going with the Vegas casinos, going back to the taxpayer money, all of that. That's why we got so upset about, what's going on with the A's and the Raiders moving over there, is that, Mark Davis got a big fat check from the state of Nevada to build that stadium.
Yep.
And the city of Oakland in California was like, no, we're not doing that. That's why what Joe Lacob and the powers that be with the Warriors, what makes Chase Center so impressive, as the Warriors playing the Nuggets tonight at Thrive City Chase Center, tying it all back together, is because they didn't take any of the public's money. It's all private.
Giants did it too.
And that's why those teams, Giants and the Warriors, are both valued so highly.
Yep.
And the Warriors, the most valuable team in the NBA now, which is, again, crazy to say. The Golden State Warriors, not the Lakers, not the New York Knicks, not the Boston Celtics or Miami Heat, whatever those big markets. No, the Golden State Warriors, most highly valued.
Once upon a time, I had to tell people where the Golden State Warriors played.
Yeah.
When I was in college, like 10 years ago, I had to tell people where the Warriors played. That's the come up that this team has had.
By the way, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount+. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus, as you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. We got an hour left to go. Sam Lubman filling in for Joe Shasky alongside myself, Joe Spadoni. We got Nick Friedel.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.